coattail, and there he was, standing by the wall praying. And after about 45 minutes or so, he finished his davening, and as he was leaving the coattail plaza, she interviewed him. And she said, "Excuse me, sir, I've heard so much about you, but can you tell me, what are you praying for?" And he said, "I pray for peace. I pray that children will be able to get up in the morning in safety and in friendship and in peace." And the journalist asked him, "How long have you been doing this?" And he said, "60 years. And she said, "60 years. What does it feel like after 60 years doing this day after day?" And he looked at her and said, "It feels like I'm talking to a wall. It feels like I'm talking to a wall." Now, it's a joke, but we all know that to pray for peace is not something, or actually, to pray for peace is easier said than done. But we do it every single day. We pray for peace, for shalom, for completeness, for perfection. We just read, actually twice, as part of our Maftir Aliyah as well, Birkat Kohanim, the priestly blessing, that we say on this bima, not just every Shabbat, but to bless our bar mitzvah and our bat mitzvah every week. And it ends, V'yaseim lacha shalom, that God should grant us peace. And so when you look in our tradition, and the rabbis ask this all the time, what is peace and how is peace achieved? Our Midrash tells us that it is necessary for a place where there is no hostility to have peace. Even more so, in a place where there is hostility, peace is a must. So the question is, who goes to battle for peace? And the answer, of course, is us, but it's also God. When you compare different parts of the Torah, specifically when God goes to war and when God goes to peace, there is a marked contrast. When God goes to war, when God goes to fight a battle, whether it's the generation of Noah and the flood, whether it's the people of Sodom, or whether it's the Egyptians, in the Torah it tells us that God is always by himself. Adonai ish milchama, God is a man of war, but God is doing it by himself with no army behind him. But when you look at when God goes to battle for peace, in the book of Job we read, Osei shalom bimromav, God who creates peace in the heavens. And in the next sentence it says, who can count the number of armies that God has? When does God have an army? Not during battle of war, but actually during battles for peace. When we read the Birkat Kohanim, in most traditional circles, the Kohanim bless the congregation physically. But when we read that, the Kohanim say a specific blessing, Levarech et amo Yisrael ba'ahava, that we should bless the people of Israel be'ahava, with peace. It is the only mitzvah in our tradition that we are commanded to do with the intent of love. Be'ahava, with love. Why? Our rabbis teach us that a blessing is only a blessing when it comes with peace. But peace is only peace when it comes with love. Rav Kook, first Ashkenazic chief rabbi of Palestine, said that the Holy Temple in Jerusalem was destroyed for sinat chinam, baseless hatred, but it will only be rebuilt, or the Messianic era will only come upon us, with ahava chinam, with free love, with love that comes generously, with love that comes inside our own selves. So how do we achieve peace? Of course, it's reciting this blessing day after day. But even more so, it's looking inside of us, internally, realizing that when we say this formula, this bracha v'yaseim lacha shalom of Birkat Kohanim, of the priestly blessing, that it doesn't start with those words, and it doesn't start with God, but it starts with you, and it starts with me. So the next time that we hear these Birkat Kohanim recited on this bima, as we will in our Musaf service, remember, don't think that you're just talking to a wall. Don't think that you're just saying words. But let it inspire you, and let it inspire me to begin that process of love that eventually will lead to an era of peace. Shabbat Shalom.